Welcome to the BClarkArt.com podcast. It is a lovely, lovely August 11th, 2021. Boy, the prices of everything just going up, especially in regards to food. Pretty good time to have a family garden. In general right now, I just feel like there's a lot going on, and if we're going to look at this thing from a crisis standpoint, to me there is no crisis, I think, in terms of, like, accidental or humanity causing, food shortages. Like, I disagree with that. I feel as if there is enough for everybody and enough land for everyone to live, that these people are trying to literally suck the resources out of everything and destroy everything. So it's that type of time that we're living in. So, I was talking to somebody today, it's like, man, everything is getting so expensive, and then everything's kind of like being designed to kind of like make everyone kind of, divided, and then everything is kind of designed to like make everybody angry and irritated all the time, in fear, fear mongering. But in terms of art, I would say, if you're in, the Ridgeland, Mississippi area, check out Van Comics. Really cool place. I got a chance to meet the owner and the staff, and a pretty cool place to just pick up collectibles and things like that. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool looking school over here. But anyways, yeah, so it's gonna be interesting to see, what happens with the world, the global economy and everything else. Because it's, we're dealing with such challenging times now. And the economy affects everybody and everything. And I just think that, it's just going to be interesting to see, if the people stand up against the tyrannies going on right now. Or they just continue to go along with this fabric inhaling, happy juice, non-FDA approved garbage, that they're putting in themselves. So we'll see what happens with all of that. I just know that art can heal a lot of things and still give people hope. It's literally like Thanos, with this stuff going on. It's like Thanos snapped his fingers, literally, the moment that they induced all this fear in the people. So it's, the discipline needed to just keep yourself healthy. We talk about, it's so many things I like to talk about. It's all related to art, really, but everything's connected. It just, we talk about removing the man out of the house, specifically in the Black family. The discipline needed to keep your body healthy is a lot of discipline needed. To stick with anything is a lot of discipline needed. And who brings that discipline? 9 times out of 10, it's the father, to keep and instill work ethic and, studying and, excelling. So, it's very concerning in terms of, what's going on right now. And that, a lot of 80%, I think it's 80% of households are spearheaded, by women and in the Black community. And so, the balance of man and woman is very important. I'm a Libra, so I like to talk about balance all the time. But I'm about to eat. This is kind of a short cast. I'm just kind of stopping in and trying to get revved up for tomorrow's podcast. I actually might podcast as I'm making some art, just talking about life and things of that nature. And I guess just how important it, family is right now. It's like key. And I don't know exactly what's going to happen with the U.S. economy or anything, but like I said, if things get worse, art is still going to hold its value. I know that for sure. It'll always have value and worth. So, you painters out there, just keep painting. Get your oils ready. Get your acrylics, your oils. I'm having some trouble with these roses that I'm working on right now. If you're following me on Instagram, bclarkart11, you know I'm working on a rose painting right now, and it's difficult. Probably one of the hardest paintings I've ever tried to take on, but with a little bit of patience, I can do pretty well with, fixing everything that needs to be fixed. And yeah, just making the painting a nice little classic. So, all in all, this is just a quick short cast update. I'll have some news for you guys this week. I'm probably gonna have to do some things this week, and I'll be able to podcast more. I'll have more time to podcast, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, stay tuned.